This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. COVID-19 cases from the new variant are emerging outside of southern Africa, where it was first identified. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
This variant is spreading around the world, with two cases so far identified here in the UK.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced new measures aimed at containing the spread of the Omicron variant. Many countries are imposing new restrictions on travel from southern Africa, including the US.
We were so slow to act on Delta, and the whole world paid such a high price for it.
Danny Altman is a professor of immunology at Imperial College London.
Let's try and be forewarned and do it properly this time. So I think it probably is warranted.
The good thing is that we have monitoring systems around the world to detect these variants very quickly.
The World Health Organization's Maria Van Kerkhove.
Already, scientists are sharing research with us, information with us, so that we can take action.
Open questions include the effectiveness of current vaccines against Omicron and whether it causes more severe disease. There's been no indication of that so far. I'm Ben Thomas.
Worried scientists in South Africa are scrambling to combat the lightning spread across the country of the new and highly transmissible Omicron COVID-19 variant, even as the world grapples with its emergence. In the space of 2 weeks, the variant has sent South Africa from a period of low transmission to rapid growth of new confirmed cases. The country's numbers are still relatively low, but Omicron's speed in infecting young South Africans has alarmed health professionals. Rudo Matibda, the head of the intensive care unit at Soweto's Baragwanath Hospital, told an online press briefing that they are seeing a marked change in the demographic profile of patients with COVID-19. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Police fired tear gas in Burkina Faso's capital Saturday during a demonstration against the government's failure to stop a wave of violence by Islamist militants. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Military police launched tear gas canisters to disperse about 100 protesters who were trying to march towards downtown Ouagadougou on Saturday. Protesters erected barricades and burned tires and trash cans. Valentin Yamkadougou is spokesman for the Free Burkina Faso movement.
Since he's been in power, terrorists have spread desolation in this country, and he's incapable of finding a solution to this problem. So we ask for his immediate resignation today, and now, for as long as he doesn't resign, we won't go home.
Opponents of President Roch Kabore called for renewed protests in response to a recent surge of attacks in the West African country, including one by Al-Qaeda-linked militants 2 weeks ago that killed 49 military police officers and 4 civilians.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. A court in Siberia on Saturday remanded 5 people in custody for 2 months to face charges related to a mining accident that killed more than 50 people this week. 3 managers of the Listvyaznaya mine, including its director, were ordered to remain in custody until late January for flouting industrial safety standards. Yelena Tuskevich is a senior assistant prosecutor in the Kemerovo region. She said that the 3 men violated parts of the criminal code, including industrial safety requirements at hazardous facilities, resulting in the death of 2 or more people by negligence. TASS news agency quoted Russia's health ministry as saying Saturday that 60 people were being treated in hospitals for injuries sustained in the accident. There have been huge demonstrations in Istanbul and Rome to call for urgent action against gender-based violence. In Istanbul, thousands of women gathered in the city's Kadıköy district and held up banners, chanted, and demanded urgent action against gender-based violence in Turkey. In July, Turkey withdrew from an international treaty to combat violence against women known as the Istanbul Convention, a move strongly criticized by Western allies. Meanwhile, in Rome, thousands of protesters marched through the city to denounce what they consider an institutional policy hostile to women, LGBTQ people, and those most exposed to the economic, social, and health crisis. Last year's march was canceled because of the pandemic. Reporting by remote, I'm David.